The name of this teaching is A Better Way to Live. The result of the fall in Eden has caused mankind to have more reliance on ourselves. Even little things can sometimes be difficult. We often have a personal or philosophical view of work ethic. I had a simple work ethic when I was young. Work hard, do a good job, listen and do what I'm told to do, be respectful of others, and be honest. It seemed to work because it took me 2 days to get promoted at this one job I had. At other places, at least I kept my job and I can be proud of my work, whether I was sweeping the floor or designing circuit boards and writing firmware, which is computer code. My work ethic didn't come from a desire to be successful or get ahead, but from the Bible. It says we are to do all in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. I took that literally and tried my best to do a good job. Colossians 3:17 NKJV says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." It's good to give our employers an honest day's work. I remember this one person I worked with. When I began working with him, the bosses told me he works fast and gets his job done and he did great work. Those in charge probably wished all the people they had worked like him. I learned a lot of good things from watching him work. People have different reasons for the work they do. How are people's worldly attitudes different from a believer's attitude of work? Some may be expecting something in return, and when that doesn't happen, they may become lazy or ungrateful for their job. Instead, we should view work as an opportunity to serve and create value for what we have accomplished. Some don't have a good work ethic. They may work slow or may not do a good job. Instead, work is an opportunity to represent ourselves and how God is using us. Some people's work ethic is entirely selfish. Instead, a believer cares about their work no matter what. He values what he gives to others even in the little things and realizes it reflects on what kind of person they are and what God wants them to be. Some people don't understand that they are representing themselves and God by how they work. Some don't understand that their bad behaviors could cause harm to the people who rely on their employer to stay solvent and stay in business, and to provide for themselves and their families. Being a good worker brings blessing, just like being a godly person brings blessing. It's always better to stay God-focused and kingdom-focused. We are to not live in this world like the worldly do. The above is a good example of godly focus versus being worldly focused. The person who acts out at work can have a negative impact on the work environment, cause people pain, and be a test to others instead of a help to others. Wouldn't it be great if we all had great attitudes? We are to be good to others. Leviticus 19:18 NKJV says, "You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." We recently talked about some scriptures in Philippians. I'd like to talk about them some more. Shaul says in Philippians 4:8-9, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Have a good attitude, think and do what is right. These things are important if you want peace in your life." Shaul talks about truth, being noble and just, and being pure. Don't we all want to know the truth? God's word is truth and we can trust God. He is the creator and knows what is best for us. What about our words? Are we an honest person? A dishonest person causes pain and distrust, whereas an honest person brings peace and trust. What about a person who is noble? That is a person who does what is good. Those are people who are refreshing and make our hearts light. Being just and fair communicates goodness, and is one of the foundations of a good society. Being pure communicates a desire to do what is right. Don't you want to be treated right and to have good relationships because people do what is right? Surely those who have good virtues are a blessing to others and society. In the first century, synagogues were called schools of virtue because they taught right and good values. They taught about how to love others and God. Virtues are a good thing because they help us to be considerate and caring. Sha'ul also taught virtues. Sha'ul commands us to love others just as the Torah says we are to love others in Leviticus 19:18. Yeshua also taught us to love others. Sha'ul called his synagogue in Ephesus the school of Tyrannus. Tyrannus perhaps means terrible, as in powerful. Sha'ul teaches virtues in all his letters and also about the power of the Holy Spirit. Why play with life and take chances spiritually? Why do that and live like that? A godly life is so much to offer. Viewing life as God's kingdom people results in peace and so much more. A good life and a godly attitude offers so much to us and others. Yaakov said in James 4:10 NKJV, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." When we do what is right, we take the things of God seriously, life will go a whole lot better and God will also work on our behalf supernaturally. How God does that is up to him. The Bible says that God won't forget the good we do. Hebrews 6:10 NKJV says, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love." It's a win-win for us. Doing things God's way is the best way to live and God will not forget that. God will also work on our behalf supernaturally. Also, we are to love God with all our heart. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Deuteronomy 6 5-7 NKJV. God cares about us enough to reach out to us and give us a good way to live. Why not take that seriously? God brings a steady flow of peace and blessing into our lives. God keeps everything going even though mankind seems to tax the earth's existence by selfishness, violence, and a lack of compassion and virtue. I recommend understanding good attitudes and virtues better. Possibly read a book on virtues. Bring good into your life. Don't allow darkness to rule your life, instead, allow God and goodness to rule in your life. Sha'ul said in Colossians 3:12-17 NKJV, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." It says to be holy, be tender, be kind, be humble, be meek, be patient, bear with each other, forgive each other, let go of your complaints, love others with a pure heart, and have a generous attitude towards others. Doesn't that sound great? Let the peace of God rule in you. Put on peace and be peaceful. Do all in the name of the Messiah Yeshua and be a person of thanks for all God has given us. We are to do it, so do it. These are good things, God's ways are good. Don't we all want what is good? Just as Israel was changed as they went through the sea, we need to be a changed people with the help of the Torah, the Scriptures, and the Holy Spirit that we receive through the Messiah Yeshua. Israel left Egypt behind and we should leave our old natures behind and put on good and godly ways. The Israelites ate food and drink given them by God, 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. In the same way, but in a spiritual sense, Yehovah gives us spiritual food to live by so that we can live a kingdom life. A life that is different than the worldly point of view, a much better way to live. This concludes our teaching.